AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. After a rebound open and posting gains just about the entire day, the Dow and other markets stumbled to losses at the end of today's session. Warren Levinson has more.
10 minutes into the trading day, the Dow Industrials were up 3%, about 400 points. The blue chips maintained a triple-digit gain until the last half hour when prices moved dramatically lower. The Dow closed down another 1.3%, 205 points.
I'm not sure that this is a one-day process. This may, in fact, take several days or maybe even a couple of weeks to play out.
Art Cashin, who directs floor operations at UBS, says at least volume was lower, suggesting more traders are taking a wait-and-see attitude. The S&P 500 slid 1.3%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.4%. Warren Levinson, New York.
Jacqueline Mugallian Pittman says she was stunned when she learned her brother Mark was involved in the takedown of an alleged gunman on a high-speed train in Europe.
I just went into shock. I could not believe that my brother Mark was shot by a so-called terrorist on a train coming back from holiday from Amsterdam, just simply going home.
Mark Mugallian, who holds dual U.S.-French citizenship, is recovering from his wounds. He and three other Americans and a Briton have been awarded the Legion of Merit. French prosecutors say the suspected gunman, Ayoub Elkazani, watched a jihadi video on his cell phone just before last Friday's attack. He's likely to face a number of terror-related charges, including attempted murder, possession of weapons, and participating in a terrorist conspiracy. Officials say a deputy sheriff fatally shot a man who used a knife in an attack on another deputy at a suburban Philadelphia courthouse today. Chester County District Attorney Thomas Hogan says 34-year-old Curtis Smith appears to have been the same person arrested back in March for climbing a perimeter wall at the White House. This is AP Radio News. Tropical storm Erica's maximum sustained winds are 40 miles an hour as it approaches the Leeward Islands. Tropical storm watches up for a number of those islands, including Montserrat, Antigua, Barbuda, St. Kitts, and Nevis. National Hurricane Center chief forecaster James Franklin says the storm should really be stronger than it is.
It's a little bit of a mystery, actually, why it's struggling so badly today. The wind shear is not very strong over the system right now. Obviously, the atmosphere is not favoring the development of thunderstorm activity right now.
And right now, Erica is a little less than 700 miles from those islands. The National Zoo says panda mom Mei Shan is not allowing keepers to swap in her smaller newborn cub for feeding, leaving the keepers to care for that smaller cub. The zoo says Mei Shan has the larger one, but isn't letting keepers exchange the cubs since yesterday afternoon, since pandas usually will not nurse twins on their own. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.